Paul P. Adams as we discuss all of the latest happenings of high school football in the Thumb of Michigan. The Strong Side takes place every Sunday throughout the entire football season right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
Yeah, definitely tune in 7 p.m. Sunday night. Not only do we take a look at what happened on Friday night, but we also look forward to the following week.
You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLW Sports Network. It's week number 6, and the Kansas City Redhawks are on the road taking on the Bad Axe Hatchets. Stay tuned. The Media Roundtable is coming up next.
At Bayport State Bank, we believe the best way to understand our customers is to listen to them. Down on Main Street. Our lenders will sit down with you and put together a financial plan that best suits your needs. Whether it's an agricultural or business purchase, buying that new car, refinancing your existing home, or helping you purchase a new home, the team at Bayport State Bank is ready to listen to you and develop a plan for you. We will not treat you like a number. While we might not be the biggest name in banking, that won't stop us from being the best. Get to know your local Bayport State Bank financial team. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
For over 120 years, local farmers and businesses have put their trust in Bayport State Bank. Shouldn't you? Bayport State Bank, with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, an equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
I'm sure by now that you've heard about the Equifax data breach. 143 million people had their personal information hacked. That is just about half the population of our country. There are a few things scarier than having your identity stolen. It can ruin your credit and your life. This is Mike LePage with Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. We encourage all of our customers to see if they were affected by this incident. If you are a current Thumb National secure checking customer, your credit is constantly monitored for identity theft. If you are not currently a secure checking customer, we encourage you to contact any one of our offices throughout the Thumb and Bay City area and ask about our secure checking option. Thumb National Secure Checking Program not only provides identity theft protection service to keep your information safe, but a number of other member benefits as well. Please call one of our secure checking specialists toll-free at 866-862-3113 or visit your nearest Thumb National Bank location in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, Bad Axe, and two locations in Bay City. People helping people. Member FDIC.
Arnie Ruthenberg here, sales manager, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick, and Seawing. With over 40 years in the automotive business, I have come full circle. Back where it all started for me, right here in Seawing. I'm committed to making every visit here at Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick a pleasant one with unbeatable deals. New or pre-owned, see me, Arnie Ruthenberg, sales manager, or any one of our professional sales staff for an unbeatable deal that only can come from Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick, and Seawing.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3-truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Cassidy on the road at Bad Axe in week number 6 of high school football in the Thumb of Michigan on the WLW Sports Network. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Join me today, in the flesh, from the Huron Daily Tribune, it's the believer of the slot back receiver, Paul P. Adams, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen, and our director of sports information at the WLW Sports Network, Doug Cole. through the end of the season. We keep score of our games' predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a media roundtable winner. Through four broadcast weeks, the score is all tied up at 1-1. A heartfelt congratulations is due to Paul P. Adams for finally getting on the board.
Thank you, sir. I would like to send out my heartfelt congratulations to that young man from Lakers 2 weeks ago that made an amazing two-point conversion. I don't know his name, if you guys can recall, but he was stopped in the backfield and made
Mason? Was it Mason?
Mason Pasek or Preston Horn?
Mason Pasek. My hat's off to you, young man, because you were stopped in the backfield, got in, made a two-point conversion, and I nailed the differential right on the money. Very happy.
Well, so how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's feature game with the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, graciously will accept the victory for the week. Since the score is Doug Cole 1, Dave Hansen 1, Clark Ramsey 1, Paul P. Adams 1, on the tee first is our defending champion and most recent winner, Paul P. Adams.
Well, it's good to be back. I haven't let off since week one. And, you know, the last time I let off, I was here and had victory snatched from me within the final 2 minutes. So I will not be sending out any more premature.
That's what happens when you send a text too early.
No premature text messages this time around. With all that said, obviously, Cass City comes in, suffered a heartbreaking loss last week, but still a lot to play for the Redhawks. They're still 4-1. They're in the Greater Thumb West title hunt, so they have to shake that off quickly. And, well, you know, when you need to shake off a tough loss, you play a team like Bad Axe, and usually that's going to get you back on track. I think you're going to see a very refocused, energized, pretty hungry Cassidy team, and I don't think this one's going to be close. I think the home team goes away very sad on homecoming, and I'm going to go big on this one. Cassidy 56, Bad Axe nothing.
56-0.
56-0.
I can do the math on that one. That's 56-point differential. Let's see here. Dave Hansen, I believe you have the next pick.
It would be me. Would be me. And, Paul, congratulations on your win, as hard as that is to say. But we're right back to where we started, and here we are in Bad Axe, and Cass City comes into town, couldn't have said any better. This is a team that was very disappointed, had Lakers on the ropes last week, couldn't quite get the job done. But, again, they're going to have an opportunity to stay in the West hunt, and I do think that they are going to come out refocused, and they are going to win very big. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to win quite as big as what you have predicted, Paul. I have them more as a 46-0 victor.
My only victory came here in Bad Axe on week one when they faced Harbor Beach.
That
I'm
is
sure
true.
Paul remembers really
I
well.
I remember.
I think it's going to be a pretty lopsided victory for Cass City also. I got them winning 50-6.
52-6. So we have a 44-point differential for Doug Cole. So Dave Hansen in the middle at 46. Paul P. Adams at 56, all with Cass City winning.
Actually, I got the under, buddy.
46.
56 and 50, right? Oh, he said 50-6.
52-6.
I got you. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I got the geometry award back in freshman year of high school.
Right.
You know?
It was so long ago. I
know.
That.
Paul V. Adams 56, Dave Hansen 46, and Doug Cole 44. Now let's take a look across the region with our other area games and 8-player action. We had a ball game last night in Burton. Good old Burton. Kingston took out Burton Madison, who's now 1-5 in the season, 44-6. In tonight's action in the NCTL Stripes division, we have three games actually, as North Huron at 4-1 takes on New Haven Merritt.
Big game for North Huron. They've come off a stretch of relatively easy games. They crushed CPS last week, Akron Fairgrove, Owen Gage. It's time for them to step up a little bit in the NCTL Stripes. The fact they're going on the road, it's going to be a challenge, but I like the fact that North Huron's schedule is gearing up. I think North Huron wins this one pretty handedly, and then a real tough test starts to end the season for North Huron, but I think they keep their season rolling right now.
I completely agree. North Huron's got quite the offensive power, and I think that's going to be enough. They're going to outscore New Haven Merritt and win in a very high-scoring basketball-like affair.
Caseville forfeits to Bay City All Saints tonight to move to 0-5 on the season. Bay City All Saints now at 5-1 on the season. And so we move to Owendale as Owen Gage is hosting the CPS Tigers.
This is a very, very tough game to get a gauge on because Both of these teams have very thin rosters. Last week, Owen Gage actually had to.
Was there a punt?